Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Sushi is a traditional Japanese dish that has long and fascinating history dating back centuries. You can find sushi restaurants and dishes in most countries around the world. The name itself has become synonymous with minimalist, healthy eating. It's become, over time, one of the most recognizable styles of eating. But where did it originate? In today's episode, we'll explore the origins of sushi, the evolution for the process of creating it, to the global super brand that it is today. The origins of sushi go all the way back to ancient Southeast Asia, where people used fermented rice as a method of preserving fish. Over time, this preservation technique evolved, leading to the development of what we now know as sushi. The earliest form of sushi as a dish can be traced to Southeast Asia, as mentioned previously, where fish and other seafood were preserved by fermenting them with rice and salt. This process helped preserve the fish and also imparted a sour taste to the rice. The precursor to modern sushi was a dish of fish such as mackerel, salmon and carp that were gutted, salted, and then packed in rice for fermentation. The rice was not meant to be eaten and was thus discarded after fermentation. This method of preservation allowed people to store fish for extended periods without refrigeration, which was especially important in regions where fresh fish was not readily available all year round. Sushi, as we recognize it today, began to take shape during the Edo period, which is 1603 to 1868 in Japan. In Edo, which is present-day Tokyo, street vendors started selling a type of fast food called narizushi, which consisted of fermented fish wrapped in sour rice. This early sushi was quite different from modern sushi and was primarily a way to preserve the fish. It was during this time that the Edome sushi, named after the Edo region, became popular. Edome sushi focused on using fresh seafood caught in Tokyo Bay and nearby waters. Sushi chefs began to form bite-sized pieces of vinegared rice topped with fresh fish, inspiring the style that remains popular to this day. In the 19th century, a sushi chef named Haneo Yohei from Edo revolutionized this sushi style by creating nigiri sushi. This style of sushi involved placing a small mound of vinegared rice topped with fresh fish, shellfish, or other ingredients. Nigiri sushi became immensely popular due to its simplicity and its delicious taste. In the early 20th century, a new type of sushi called maki sushi emerged. Maki sushi consists of vinegared rice and fillings rolled in nori, which is dried seaweed. This innovation made sushi more portable and even easier to eat. As sushi gained popularity globally, chefs and sushi enthusiasts began experimenting with new ingredients and combinations. Traditional toppings like raw fish, sashimi, expanded to include cooked seafood, vegetables, and even non-traditional items like avocado, cream cheese, and spicy sauces. These innovations gave rise to a wide range of sushi rolls with diverse flavors and textures. After World War II, sushi underwent further transformations. Techniques for refrigeration and transportation improved, allowing sushi to be exported and enjoyed around the world. Sushi became increasingly popular in the United States and other countries, leading to the creation of new variations such as California rolls and spicy tuna rolls to suit different palates. As sushi became part of the global cuisine, there's been a greater emphasis on understanding its cultural significance and proper etiquette. Many sushi restaurants and culinary schools offer classes or educational materials to teach customers about sushi history, different types of fish, and the art of sushi preparation and consumption. Sushi restaurants became widespread not only in Japan, but also in other countries. These establishments vary in style, from the high-end chef's choice experiences to the casual conveyor belt sushi joints. Conveyor belt sushi, or kaiten sushi, features plates of sushi rotating on a conveyor belt for customers to choose from, making it a fun and convenient dining option. Today, sushi is a global culinary phenomenon. It is enjoyed in traditional sushi restaurants, which are called sushiya, as well as casual eateries, supermarkets, or even as a takeout food. Sushi has also evolved to include fusion styles that incorporate ingredients and flavors from other cuisines. Fusion cuisine has played a significant role in expanding sushi's appeal. Chefs combine Japanese sushi techniques with ingredients and flavors from other culinary traditions, creating unique and innovative dishes. Examples include sushi burritos, sushi burgers, and sushi bowls that blend Japanese, Mexican, American, and other influences. Sushi has played a significant role in globalizing Japan in several ways. The global popularity of sushi has had a positive economic impact on Japan. Japanese seafood exports, including fish used in sushi preparation, have increased due to growing demand for sushi ingredients worldwide. This has supported the fishing industry, the seafood markets, and related businesses in Japan. Sushi's success abroad has paved the way for recognition and popularity of other Japanese dishes and culinary styles. Restaurants that specialize in sushi often also offer a range of Japanese cuisine, including dishes like sashimi, tempura, ramen, and more. Food, including sushi, can be a powerful tool for diplomacy and soft power. Japanese restaurants, including sushi establishments, serve as cultural hubs where people from different backgrounds come together to enjoy food and conversation. This cultural exchange fosters goodwill, enhances Japan's global image, and contributes to diplomatic relations with other nations.